into the riptide. On the surface, the currents may look almost silent, just a shimmer in the flow. Underneath are teeth wading wide, mouse trap quick, snap and bat, cat's paw deft, catching at keel and rudder and oar. I too would conjure a divinity for the relief of having a name for my fear, were it not for all the pre-existing options. Poseidon and Neptune, Pontus and Triton, Charybdis and Scylla and Brizo. Did they know when they spun the tails of eddies in the healing pools? Did they know it is the movement that brings life to the surface? That it is change which revitalizes? For all we know, Medusa may have just been offering men their deepest desire to be hard and unchangeable. Even he who pursues pleasure melts to bones at the siren's feet when he refuses to walk away, back into the wind. We must be willing to lose it all, to be pulled under, learn to breathe with gills. But we may be surprised at what we are allowed to keep in the transformation. For the deepening is not just in the furthest point down one has braved, or the upwelling that rises to meet you, but in every floating moment of the free dive into the dark.